Om Shanti. So welcome back. And so we're looking forward to a very beautiful session. And for this I would like to call upon our brother, Dr. Mohit Guptaji. And this is a very unique topic also. I think you've not heard of this kind of topic for quite some time now. And I would like to first introduce brother. He's the medical superintendent of the at the J.P. Pant Hospital and also professor of cardiology. He's also got a list of achievements. He's won several awards, several accolades, both at personal and professional level. He's won 18 gold medals and 5 silver medals during his medical career. And he's also, yes, we can hear it for him. He is also the secretary of the Delhi branch of the Cardiology Society of India and the chairman of the Delhi Intervention Council. He is also, more importantly, he has also been practicing meditation since the past 4 decades and used the spiritual knowledge in a practical way. So we're going to hear from him. We'll start with a few minutes of silence and then over to Doctor.
Very good afternoon to all of you. And welcome to this beautiful place, which I always call as my home. Today I turn very nostalgic because first time I came here, I was only 5 years old. And every time I come to Madhavan, even for few hours like today, I just came in the morning and will be leaving immediately. It's so much fulfilling and refreshing. You've had beautiful sessions for a couple of days. But today I'm not going to lecture you or give you a 10 or 20 point program. No, not at all. I'm going to take you on a very nostalgic and a very beautiful journey. I remember I was flying for an induction program for IIM Lucknow. And one of my friends who was flying with me, he asked me a very interesting question. He said, Dr. Gupta, how many times do we reincarnate in our life? And I was quiet for a few seconds. After a few seconds, I replied spontaneously that I think that every time I think new, I reincarnate in my life. And when I said these words, my whole 40, 50 years of life just flash back in front of me. I was just thinking that we all are made of stories, wonderful stories, beautiful stories in our life. And today I'm going to explain you, share my 5 beautiful stories of life. So this is my story. Just like you, I also started my life like a kid, once upon a time, like an innocent, like a lovely child who was beautiful, wonderful actor, playing in school, lovely, trying to enact plays, sometimes role of a teacher, sometimes role different roles, very innocent, very loving and very joyful and very happy. And then one of these days somebody told me, Mohit, aise kaam nahi chalega. This is not the way life is going to be. Life is all about chasing success. And I was no different. Just like you guys, I also started running. Running fantastically, perfectly. Whatever I dreamt of in my life, I could attract success. Whatever I wanted in my life, I could achieve it. Everything I wanted in my life, I could just get that thing in my life very easily, comfortably, by working and by focusing. I cleared my MBBS. I also qualified for IIT. I chose my medical career by my choice. After 5 years of good medical studies, 1998, I got my degree of Dr. Mohit Gupta and I was very happy. And one of my friends came and told me that, Mohit, ab to tu doctor ban gaya, what are you going to specialize in? And his few, this single line took away my happiness and I again started running and did my MD medicine. From 1998 to 2001, I completed my MD medicine successfully with a gold medal and I was off. satisfied, perfect. Now I am Dr. Mohit Gupta, MD, medicine, I am a physician, qualified, everything is going on perfect. And I went to then John Hopkins, studying there, didn't like it, was doing gastroenterology there. I went then to Oxford, didn't like, I wanted to be with my parents, and 2001, I landed back in India to be with my parents and to study in India, to do cardiology. I was very happy, I was saying that, okay, I will practice medicine, and my father, who's a gastroenterologist, his colleague came, beta, congratulations, to America se wapas aa gaya hai, MD medicine to you have done, what are you super specializing in? Maine kaha, let me be happy for half a day at least. And it was, I remember, 10th July 2001, I again started running in that race, that mad race of cardiology. And then I became a cardiologist. In my first attempt, youngest cardiologist of the country, in my institute, very, very happy. I could get everything. Life going on successfully, perfectly, meditating, brahmachari, doing, practicing meditation, lecturing all over the world, doing everything perfect. And then one day came, that changed my life forever. That completely changed my life forever. And that was 20th March 2003. I've said this many times, but I'm going to show you why this day was so much important. Because we all are listening every day. You must have listened to numerous people, numerous speakers, everything you have listened. Oh, I have listened to your YouTube, I am following you, I listen to your lectures, this is fantastic. But let me tell you, my dear friends, today is not a day of listening. No, not at all. If you are in a habit of listening, you will keep on listening for years and keep on clapping. Today is a day of transformation. I am not here to lecture you, I am here to awaken the fantastic spirit, the amazing spirit, the amazing power that each one of you is gifted with to make possible, to turn impossible into possible, to achieve anything that you dream of, that you can in your life by the power of your thought. That is what my purpose is today. I'm going to make you scientifically understand that how and why the power of one thought, the power of one moment, and the science of meditation can completely change your life, not only scientifically, logically, but it can give you a whole new experience in your life. So that was the day of 20th March 2003. 5:30 p.m. in the evening, coming home after 1.5 days, I was tired. Mother is a gynecologist. I said, came back home very tired, unusually fatigued. Mummy kehti hai, beta, khana khaoge? Maine kaha, no, I just want to sleep today. I immediately jumped on my bed with severe headache. 7:30 p.m. I woke up. She said, ki, if you don't want to have a paratha or a meal, at least have an ice cream. I said, yes, please give me an ice cream. And I gladly took an ice cream, cup of ice cream in my right hand. 15 seconds only, that cup fell from my hand and I collapsed on the floor of my house. I was throwing massive seizures, uncontrollable seizures. Koi hosh nahi tha. My father lifted me. My sister came running. They immediately took out the car, put me in my car, rushed me to the hospital. I was just throwing like this and they were like panicked completely. My doctors were informed. They were waiting in the emergency for me. Whole night they were struggling to control my seizures. Whole night. And ultimately they were able to control my seizures. Next day when I was in ICU, it was like a fight of a David and a Goliath. The whole world had collapsed in front of me. I was loving my life. I was leading a life full of dreams. Everything I wanted was there in my life. Materialistic, spiritual, everything was perfect. And for a young cardiologist, this was like the end of the world. My brain scans were done. And brain scans revealed a large mass in right side of my brain. How would you feel if you know that the person who is speaking to you today does not have his right side of the brain? It has been taken out. How would you feel that if you know that the person who is speaking to you has lost his 80% of the hearing and he has been using devices for the last 20 years, working with only 20% of his hearing, and this is how he is running his life? And how would you feel if you know that the doctor and the person who is speaking to you has 6 screws grilled in his spine, He has difficulty in standing even now at this moment, but still he is running his schedules right from 3:15 a.m. in the morning till 11:30 p.m. in the night, operating more than 20 cases, traveling across the world. That's the power of one thought, my dear friend. That's the power of one thought. And this is not unique. This is not unique to one person. This is unique to a mindset that we all have to create by the power of meditation. This is the power that you all have to create in your life, to design what you want to achieve in your life. That day, I was banging my head like this. 19 drugs in the whole world, resistant to 18 drugs. Mycobacterium cancer, I've seen one infection in my life, and that is only on me. I was taking 18 tablets every day, 9 in the morning, 9 in the evening. They were used to be like, you know, offered like a toffee or a chocolate to me. 8-9 tablets in the morning, you get up, and 9 in the evening, and sensitive only to one injection, amikacin. Every day doctor would pump that injection on my hips. When my hips completely gave up, my doctor, I still remember, every day 8 a.m. morning, bell will ring in my home, and he will put a separate intracath every single day, 1 millimeter, 150 injections. Can you believe it? Every day I used to bang my head like this. This was bursting with headache. They were injecting drugs, but let me tell you, in the whole journey of that pain, not a moment I allowed myself to experience sorrow in my life. Dard hota tha, lekin dukh ki anubhuti maine apne aap ko kabhi bhi nahi hone di. Because I knew that if I have to win over this disease, I have to grow bigger than the disease. I have to come out of this disease. That day, when I was in ICU, I was thinking so many things. Bahut sare vichar man mein aa rahe the. Mohit, what has happened in your life? Sab kuch to perfect chal raha tha. Everything was going like a dream run. And I knew I had landed myself in a pandemic of personal mismanagement. Ask yourself here. Every person in this hall, introspect your life. Introspect your life. Jitna saman batora hai na, utna sukoon bhi zindagi mein batora hai ya nahi batora, apne aap se abhi poochho. Our cupboards, our cars, everything materialistic, we have so much, everything. But are we really happy in our life? That day I knew that I have been professionally successful, I have been practicing spirituality, but somewhere, somehow in my life, I have lost the balance of joy and happiness. My whole life is materialistic. My whole life is based on technology, that mobile phone. Right from morning till evening, I'm right on WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, updating my status. Everything is running. That power of focus and concentration is left. We keep on telling ourselves, busy hoon, jaldi karo, time nahi hai, time nahi hai. These two words have become more viral than the virus every day. Everybody is using these words, and that is the day I changed and deleted this word forever in my life, busy. Never ever for last 22 years I have allowed anybody to introduce me as a busy cardiologist. I always feel that I am not a busy person, I am a be-easy person in my life. That busy word itself has the two beautiful words called be easy. When your easiness easy inside, outward busyness does not matter at all in your life, my dear friends. Everything falls in place. People keep on telling, Dr. Gupta, you have been operating, you have been traveling, you have so many tasks. Do you have people who are aligning things for you? How do you manage your time? I said, I never manage things outside. I never manage time. I only manage my mind, and everything outside gets perfectly managed right on place. That's the power of our thoughts. That's the power of our belief. That day, when I was lying in the ICU, I was thinking that life is supposed to be very simple, yaar. It's supposed to be so simple, and we have made a mess out of it. We have made a jalebi out of it, isn't it? Don't you think? And mummy was saying, beta, tu has kyo raha hai? Why are you smiling? It's only one day post ictal seizures you have had. You are not in a normal state. And I very politely and smilingly said, ki mummy, jab jalebi se ulajhi chuki hai zindagi, jab jalebi se ulajhi chuki hai zindagi, to kyun nahi chashni mein dubki laga di jaye? Zindagi mein kuch mithas bhari jaye, zindagi mein kuch change kiya jaye. Let us inculcate that joy and happiness in my life. I knew I had to do something different. I knew I have to come out of this emergency mode. Break lagao. Bhag rahe ho na? Break lagao. Everything we have had, pride, power, position, everything we have, but today you need to put break in your life. So before I go into the course session, I'm going to ask you only one question. And each one of you have to answer. I will give you three options for that. Definitely three options for that. And you have to choose one. And if you think there is a fourth option, you can tell me. My question to you is very, very simple. Why do we work in our life? That day I was asking me. Why do we work in our life? First question, answer. We work in our life for money. Second, we work in our life for happiness. And third, we work in our life both for money and happiness. Okay? Now each one of you think and look at me and answer. How many people in this hall work for money? Important. With money we cannot buy things. Without money we cannot buy anything. We cannot be happy at all. So any takers for this? We work for money? Honest, yes. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, perfect. That's very important, understandable. How many people work for happiness? Raise your hands. We have around about 20 of them who work for happiness. In sabka bank balance, mere account mein transfer kar do bhaiya. And how many of us, answers you can change, no problem. How many of you work both for money and happiness? You can take, okay. Dal badlu bhi hai yahan par. That's perfect. Typical Indian politics, okay. But there are certain papers in our life we all fail, isn't it? I told you that if you have a fourth answer, you can give it to me. Should we work in our life for happiness or should we work in our life with happiness? Answer. That's the problem in our life. We are chasing happiness today. We are thinking that when I achieve this thing, I'll be happy. When I achieve this thing, I'll be happy. When I'm completing this task, I'll be happy. And it doesn't work that way, my dear friends. That is the day I realize that happiness does not depend on how much we have. Happiness only depends on how satisfied we are. You can go to Switzerland and still be unhappy. You can be in your small home, in your room cozy, and you can still be very, very happy. It's a conscious decision. And that is the day I started creating happiness in my life. So my dear friends, here I am with all my stories, because I knew that if I have to transform my life, I have to change inside. And nothing is going to change if I don't change today. Note it down. Don't just be a listener. Today you have to choose, make a conscious decision to bring a small change in your life. And next 40 minutes is going to be the most revealing scientific journey of your life that you would have ever listened in your life. That is going to completely blow your mind, that is going to completely cleanse your mind, and that is going to explain you how beautiful the power of single and one thought could be. So we all believe that our thoughts contained within our brain. We often say, yaar maine socha tha, usko bola nahi hai, so don't worry, it's there in my brain. But it doesn't work that way. Today's examples and studies of magneto-encephalogram, a beautiful machine, MRI machine, magneto-encephalogram, without touching our brain, it can completely map our inner brain wave pattern, and this shows that our thoughts are not contained within our brain. So if our thoughts are not contained within our brain, where are they acting? Our thoughts are acting on our body and on our genes. Our thoughts are also acting on our relations, the quality of our relations, our family and friends. Our thoughts are also acting on the environment, our food, our water, our nature, and the complete atmosphere. Every single aspect of your life is being strongly influenced by every single thought that each one of you is generating. You wanted evidence? I'll share the stories and evidence now with you. Can my thoughts change and program my genes? Is it possible that just by changing your thoughts, you can program your genes? Socha aur gene on ho gayi. Socha aur gene off ho gayi. You can switch on your happiness genes. You can switch off your negative genes. You can switch off your cancer genes. You can switch on your health genes, my dear friends. Your genes are not your destiny. Today,
If we have somebody in our family with heart disease, with cancer, is it necessary that I am also going to have that disease? The answer is big no, my dear friends. The first evidence that came for it was by Dr. Dean Ornish. Fantastic experiments. Look at me. What he did. He took 30 patients of prostate cancer, not going for a routine treatment. And he just taught them meditation and healthy lifestyle for 3 months. Within 3 months, what happened? Those patients who were having a healthy lifestyle, meditative lifestyle, thinking positively, their cancer-causing gene ran, it down-regulated, and their protein-building gene, it up-regulated. Not only this, within 3 months, expression of 500 genes changed, and all the cancer-causing genes of the body were switched off and down-regulated. This was first evidence that just by changing your thinking, just by changing your lifestyle, you can actually change and switch on and off your genes. This was fascinating for me. And then came the second story of my life. It was an evening of 2018, Saturday. 9:30 p.m. in the night, I was about to leave for my home. Suddenly, as I was about to move out, we had a very significant noise outside, and a young boy, 22-year-old, was brought dead in my cath lab. His ECG was flatlined. His blood pressure was unrecordable. He was pulseless. He was being massaged. He had a massive cardiac arrest. And they told me, Dr. Gupta, he has been admitted under your care. It's your call day. You have to operate him. I said, he's almost gone. What am I going to do? He said, please give your best try. We ventilated him. We put him on an artificial circulatory system, put him on the operating table. It took me two and a half hours. We worked on all his three arteries. We cleansed his arteries, took out all the thrombus, stented his arteries, and I could achieve a blood pressure of hardly 50-60 millimeters of mercury generated by his heart. His heart was still beating at that time. Man keh raha tha ki ye nahi bachega, lekin dil keh raha tha, he will survive. I shifted him to my ICU. I went back home with the best support system. Thinking about that patient, whole night I was thinking a lot, what happened, what is wrong, you know. Next day when I came on rounds to my ICU, that young boy was sitting like a young guy with only ventilating tubes, his blood pressure had stabilized, his ECG practically normalized, and he was conscious, jaise ek din pehle kuch hua hi na ho. Maine kaha, tu to upar chakkar laga ke niche aa gaya. Usne kaha, sir, aapne latak ke niche kheench liya. Everyone was smiling and celebrating, but you know, my mind was very disturbed. And I'll tell you why. Because I operate 150-200 cases in a week, and 25% of my population, of my patients, are between age of 18 to 35 years. Heart attack. Main soch raha tha, yaar 22 saal ke ladke ko heart attack kyun hua? Why did he have an heart attack? Non-smoker, non-diabetic, no family history, lipids normal, non-hypertensive, koi risk factor nahi hai, heart attack ho gaya. I said, I must talk to them. I went to him, his family, ki mujhe iske baat karni hai, iski wife ko bulao, married for 2 years, had a 4-month-old daughter. His parents came and said, sir, jo baat karni hai, humse karo. Maine kaha, kyun bhai? Aapse kyun karo? Unhone kaha, bhai, inki aur wife ki aapas mein banti nahi hai, they are on the verge of divorce, and 1 month later, they are going to separate from each other. I was shocked. I was surprised. Look at this. The present day stories, the role, the karma bhumi jis par we are playing and actually dealing with people. I said, please, with folded hands, give a call to that young girl. Ask her to come, that Dr. Gupta has asked you to come here, and this is what will happen. Reluctantly, they called that young girl. And happily, she came within 2 hours. I shut out everybody. I made them sit in the ICU. I had extubated the young boy. And un dono ko bitha ke, maine se pucha, kya gadbad chal rahi hai? What is happening in your life? Look at what his answer was. He said, sir, we earn a 6-digit salary. I drive a Mercedes. I have a 4-bedroom plush apartment. Everything materialistic we have. Whatever I dream of in the young age, we all have, sir. We have a young, lovely baby child, but we have never connected with each other. We never had time for each other. We were running right from morning till the evening. Only few minutes we had to talk. It was like a business talk. And that lack of joy and love made us separate from each other. We have filed for divorce. I said, perfect decision. Bahut badhiya decision liya. I said, you have 1 month, can you do 2 things for me? They said, yes, hum karenge, sir. Maine kaha, keval ek kaam karna, for next 1 month, you only have a meal or a dinner together. 15-20 minutes saath mein baithna, switch off your mobile, switch off your internet, no television, no telephone, nothing, just have your meal together, understand each other, accept each other, fight with each other, listen to each other, appreciate each other, analyze each other, argue with each other, lekin pyar se aapas mein ek dusre se aankhon mein aankh dal ke pyar se baatein karna. Karoge? Dono dekhne lage, okay sir, ek mahine ki baatein karenge. And second thing, I said to that young girl, maine kaha dekh bhai, meri OPD hafte mein ek bari aati hai. That's on Tuesday. Ab Wednesday ho gayi lekin Tuesday. I will discharge your husband day after tomorrow. He is fine now. But for next month, I am going to see your husband only on one condition, if you hold his hand and bring to my OPD. Usne kaha sir kuch aur bata dijiye. Maine kaha nahi yahi kar do bas bahut hai. Kehne haath pakad ke lana hai. Maine kaha haath pakad ke lana hai, meri OPD mein lana hai. I have typically 290 patients, 300 patients in my OPD on a single day. You have to come, I will see you. I discharge them. No other instructions. First week, second week they came, third week they came, fourth week they came. I used to give them only 5 minutes. Typically time that we have. Smilingly they also used to smile. I write down the prescription. Sab badhiya chal raha hai, sab bilkul perfect chal raha hai. Those 4 weeks change into 4 months. Those 4 months change into 14 months. And those 14 months change into 4 years. Their 4 month old child has grown into a 4 year old child. And they are still coming to my OPD. They have withdrawn their divorce papers, my dear friend. That's the power of connection that we have. That's the day I realized what is the true essence of healing. Gyan dena to bahut easy hai. Lecture karna to bahut easy hai. Imbibing it in your life, in your practice and transforming life is what we need in our life. And that is the day I started experiments in our life, my dear, in our hospital. We use artificial intelligence and genomics in our life, in our labs, you know, research lab. I took 150 patients, it's published as a white paper. Because I was always a scientist, I wanted to know that how this meditation is helping. Pure din atma, yoga, main atma hu, kaise yaad karta hu, yaar, how is it working in my body? Is it really working or not working? I'm naturally experiencing peace, but is it really transforming and having an effect on my body? I need to know that. I just don't need to know, but how and why should I use meditation? I should know the evidence. And that is why I started doing experiments and collected 150 like patients like I had that young boy. I measured their stress levels, the amount of stress that we have at home, at work, and the general stress. And I measured their telomere or the genetic or the biologic age. Shareer ki age kisi ki 50, 60, 70 or 30 or 40 or 20 hogi. Meri 50 years hai. Isi prakar body ki biologic age hoti hai, genes ki age hoti hai, jisko hum telomere length se measure karte hain, chromosomal length se measure karte hain, maine us age ko measure kiya. What were the results? Look at this. When we measured, their bodily age was between 18 to 35 years. Look at this, my dear friends, read of heart attack patients. Their genetic age was equal to a 60 to 90, 92 year old person. Their genes were destroyed completely. The disease was rapidly expressing. I was shocked. We had published this paper. I was thinking, yaar, ye ho kya raha hai inme? Wo 18, 22 saal, 35 saal ke bache mein, we have a genetic makeup which is of 60 to 92 years. This is what we are dealing with. I said, I need to analyze the risk factors. We started analyzing the risk factors. They had no risk factors. 98% of them had highest level of psychosocial stress, lack of love, lack of happiness, lack of purpose, lack of gratitude in their life, and they had anger and irritation in their life. Phir maine socha, koi baat nahi. Stress to sabko hota hai. What is new? Stress to common baat hai. This is what our belief is na. Then we started analyzing further. Look at this. Those people who had no purpose, lack of love, and those people who had anger in their life, they are the people whose telomerase enzyme decreased and their genetic length or telomere length significantly decreased and their disease was fast expressing. On the contrary, those people who had love, who had happiness and gratitude, who had positive outlook, they are the people whose genetic enzyme increased and their telomere length or genetic age was increased. That is the day I realized ki Bharat Varsh ke purane jo yogi hote the na, wo 150-200 saal jeete kaise the? By their power of happiness and joy. By having purpose in their life. And that is the day we started a beautiful Raj Yoga room in our hospital. Now, today we are using meditation Raja Yoga meditation in our healthcare workers, in our heart attack patients, to reverse their age genetically, to reverse their depression, to reverse their anger, and give them a happy and a fulfilling life. You wanted evidence? Look at this, my dear friends. This is the magic that you can create. The good news is, this is completely reversible. Today, if you choose to choose happiness in your life, if you choose to create joy in your life, you can actually change your complete telomere length, my dear friends. Your life is completely a matter of your own perspective. Drishtikon. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. When you change the way you look at people, people you look at change. And then you change the way you look at situations. Situations you look at change. Doston, jo vyakti aapke liye irritating ho sakta hai, zaruri nahi wo mere liye irritating hoga. It's only a matter of your perspective. And that is why Dr. Robert Waldinger, in his world famous, the beautiful, the most fantastic study I've ever read, in the Harvard second generation study, in which he took 600 young Harvard people, for 75 years he followed up, continuously measured their 60 parameters, the amount of money, the amount of success, the amount of position, the amount of things that they had. He had only and only one secret to fulfilling and happy life. And you know what was that secret? That secret was only and only good relations. Good relations. The essence of our existence. Check yourself. Introspect of yourself. This is the beauty, my dear friends, that spirituality tells us. God is making ourselves, our relation with our own selves, with God, with our own family, with our friend. Everywhere in our life, when our relations are full of joy, of happiness, of compassion, of empathy, every single thing in our life completely and completely changes. My dear friends, today science has given us enough evidence that by your thoughts, you can regulate your genes. You can regulate your genes. That is why Times Magazine said that why your DNA isn't your destiny. The choices that you are making, the thoughts that you are creating, they are not only changing your destiny, they are completely programming your own DNA, and that is why you don't have a fixed DNA. Today your DNA is completely dynamic. That is why yogis, that is why those people who practice spirituality in its truest essence, they are remaining happiness, they are remaining peaceful in their life, they can reprogram their genes, my dear friends. My second message to you, can our thoughts change our body programming also? Is it possible that can I reprogram my brain and my life for success? Sochne se hi main apni life ko program kar sakta hu. Judge by thinking. Rehne dijiye sir, aise kaise hota hai? This is not possible. Today science says yes, it is possible, my dear friends. A beautiful experiment out of three, I would show you only one, which is very fascinating, was conducted by Dr. Alvaro Pascal Leon from Harvard. He's a famous neuroscientist. And what experiment he did, you must listen to me. Look at me and I'll explain you what he did. Fantastic experiment. What he did was, he took a group of people like you and he said that I'm going to teach you how to play piano. Divided the group into two parts, group one and group two. And what he did was, to group one, he made you sit in front of the piano for 3 weeks and you were actually playing the piano. Got it? Yes or no? Perfect. Group two, what he did? He just gave you a picture of piano and made you imagine as if you are playing a piano without actually playing it. For 3 weeks, regular practice, half an hour every day, you guys were playing piano, you were imagining that you were playing piano, and after 3 weeks, he took you for brain scans to see that what happens to that area of brain that controls the piano playing fingers in both the groups. What were the results? You would be surprised to hear that mental practice resulted in similar reorganization of brain. That means those people who were only imagining, the changes in their brain were also similar as compared to those people who were playing. Look at this. Just by thinking, you can actually program your brain the way you want. And that is why your brain can be rewired, and today science says and labels it as neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity. nerve cells that fire together, they wire together. Dr. Eric Kandel got Nobel Prize for working in snails for this and saying that once you are continuously and repetitively thinking the same thing, you start attracting and changing that thing in your life very, very, very powerfully. It's only a question of practice. Repetition will strengthen those neurons, and you know a new neuron is formed within 17 seconds and you go into a repetitive positive cycle of 3 to 5 cycles of 17 seconds. That neuron gets hardwired and 21 days to 254 days you get a completely new program, my dear friends. This is what I experienced in my life, my third story of life. A third story of life. Whatever you want in your life is on its way. I've always been a very optimistic person. Very optimistic, Ashawadi. I would just like to achieve things and go out for them, take a risk and just achieve whatever I want in my life. So it was summers of 2001 when I had came back from America. It was 9th or 10th July. I was planning to study for cardiology. And at that time in my institute, we had only 5 seats in the country. I wanted to be in Delhi. I went to my mother. I said, Mummy, bahut mushkil hai exam. It's very difficult. There are only 5 seats. My teachers are giving exam with me. Nobody used to get it in first attempt. They used to give first, second, third attempt also. And my even senior colleagues are giving this exam. I will give only and only one attempt. If I am able to clear this cardiology, that is perfect. Otherwise, I'll practice my medicine. I'm already a qualified physician. She's a very positively. She said, "Beta, idhar aao." Maine kaha, "Kya hua?" Kehte, "Beta, seaten kitni hai?" I said, 5. She said, "How many do you want?" I said, "I want only one, of course. I don't want 4 or 5 of them." She said, "Exclude those 4. Focus on one." This was fantastic. This really had like a bullet. It came into my mind. I went rushing to my room. I wrote in front of my desk, "This one seat is for me." I opened my books of cardiology. I wrote, "This one seat of cardiology is for me." 19th July 2001. Vivid memories of that day. Everything printed here. I have started studying for cardiology with 6 months in my hand. 9th February 2002 was my exam. Saturday. Check it. Saturday. 100 questions. 9:30 to 12:30 was my exam. I gave my exam. 100 questions. I came out. I wanted, kya hota MCQ dekar aake, yaar iska answer bata, uska answer bata, what is the answer for this? This is not a single person discussed the paper with me. My friends and senior colleague came and they said, "Mohit, tu ghar ja, shaam ko 6:30 baje, we will send a 100 question paper with the answers to you so that you are able to give your exam better next year." This is what they told me. Vivid memories. I was disappointed. Main wahan gaya, baal bhar chuke the, weight already jada tha. 96 kgs tha. Main gaya, got a haircut done, went to my home, pushed my books aside and I started listening a song. You all must have listened Hotel California Eagles ka. I was just enjoying and relaxing. Yaar, chhod jo ho gaya, jitna dena tha kar liya. I am not going to give more attempt. I waited for my results for 15 days. 15 days later result came. My rank in the country was first. My percentile was 95%. And my second people, second, third and fourth rank was 78, 77, 76 and 70%. Why? Because those 6 months, I believe that when you glue your intention with imagination and put a do not disturb sign, no power on earth can take away your success from you. That's the power of one thought, my dear friends. That's the power of one thought. That's the question of belief that you all have to create. People call it as law of attraction. People say, "I attract success." People say, "Ask, believe and receive." I believe in law of assumption. Wish that your wish is already fulfilled. I was living and every day working like a cardiologist for those 6 months. Not a moment I allowed myself to think that I'm not going to become this. I was strongly, strongly manifesting my success every day in every thought, my dear friends. That's the power you have. I want to say that whatever you want to create in your life, if you want success, if you want money, if you want happiness, if you want peace, if you joy in your life, first create it in your mind every day. Create it in your mind. Start living that. Every moment you imagine, you visualize that my life is like this. Every day I used to visualize my life. This is how I am going to design. Every day, even today, I visualize and create a blueprint in my life. My day is going to run like this. And you see, you start manifesting. Why today we are not able to manifest success in our life? This is because of catastrophic thinking. Pata nahi ho payega, nahi ho payega. Mereko to lagta hai, sari problems mere paas hi aa jati hai. Mera business theek nahi chalta hai. Mera boss bahut khadoos hai. मेरे जूनियर काम नहीं करते हैं, मेरे बच्चे तो पढ़ते ही नहीं हैं, इनको तो खाना ही नहीं लगता है, ये हमेशा बाहर का ही खाते हैं, इनके ऊपर चिल्लाने का कोई भी फायदा नहीं है, मुझे तो कमजोरी रहती है, मेरा शरीर कमजोर रहता है, मैं हमेशा बीमार रहता हूं. एंड योर ब्रेन इज सेइंग ओनली वन थिंग इन योर माइंड, व्हाट एवर थॉट्स यू आर क्रिएटिंग, ही इज सेइंग तथास्तु तथास्तु तथास्तु, कीप ऑन रिपीटिंग, इट विल कीप ऑन अट्रैक्टिंग दैट. मैं बीमार रहता हूं तथास्तु, मैं बीमार रहता हूं तथास्तु, 21 डेज मैं बीमार रहता हूं, इट विल पिक माई इलनेस फ्रॉम नेचर एंड पुट इट इन टू योर बॉडी. ले भाई तुम बीमार ही रहो आप बिल्कुल. दिस इज वॉट इज कॉल्ड न्यूरोप्लास्टिसिटी. दैट इज वॉट आई वॉन्ट टू एक्सप्लेन इट टू यू, दैट इफ यू वॉन्ट टू गेट fulfilled in your life, if you want to be healthy in your life, if you want to be disease free in your life, create that thought, manifest it in your life. I have thousands of patients who are on 4 antihypertensives, now they are on either none or they are on one. Why? Because they are choosing health. I have so many people who are diabetic, they are manifesting or their doses are decreased. Why? Because they are choosing consciously health. I have so many people who said, मुझे success नहीं मिलती. मैंने कहा success तो तुम्हारे दरवाजे के बाहर खड़ी है, खोलो उसे, receive करो, start working for it, start manifesting it and it will automatically achieve. What takes away is your catastrophic thinking. Your brain is like a projector. छोटी सी चीज को बड़ा कर देता है, ये देखो एक छोटा सा प्रोजेक्टर, इट इज मैग्निफाइंग एवरीथिंग. यू पुट अ नेगेटिव थिंग, इट विल मैग्निफाई. इफ यू पुट अ पॉजिटिव थिंग, इट विल मैग्निफाई. इट इज वैल्यू न्यूट्रल माई डियर फ्रेंड. Whatever you want to put it in your brain, it will start churning. It will start churning and it will project it into a big thing. That is why small things bhi badi badi lagne lag jati hain. Spirituality is about creating positive thoughts. Choosing consciously positive thoughts. Vicharon ki shakti. Aur hai kya? It's only one thought at this moment. Achha laga, environment mein achha laga, sab kuch achha lagne laga, aisa laga swarg mein aa gaye hain. I was talking to so many people in the morning, sir, bahut badhiya, I never even imagined. Kyun? Kyunki positive brain ko wo feed mila. It is continuously now thinking, mere liye to satyogi hai. If it can happen here, it can happen anywhere, in your workplace also, in your home also, in your environment also, in your interactions also. Everything is a consequence of your complete thought process. So, my message to you second is, whatever you want to create, I am not going to inspire you. I am not going to tell you create this. I leave it to you. Whatever you want to create in your life, create it in your mind first. Happiness or sorrow? Your choice. Joy or anger? Your choice. Complain or compassion? Your choice. Choose carefully, my dear friends, because your thoughts are creating and manifesting your destiny, my dear friends. That's the power of one thought. My third story, fourth story of life. Change is not an event. Change is a process, my dear friends. You cannot change overnight. Aisa na mat samajhiyega ki kal hum jayenge Monday se jaake sab kuch badal dalunga. No, not at all. My messages are very clear. Kabhi bhi life mein sab kuch zindagi bhar change mat karna. मैं तो कहता हूं एक 6 महीने के लिए भी मत करना. मैं अपने लोगों को अपने सेशन में बोलता हूं एक हफ्ते के लिए भी मत करना. जस्ट चेंज इट ओनली एंड ओनली फॉर वन डे. पुट योरसेल्फ इन अ प्रोसेस. टेक वन थॉट कि आज आई चूज दिस थिंग इन माय लाइफ फॉर वन डे. आई वर्क ऑन इट कॉन्शियसली. एक चीज वन डे इट्स वर्थ टेकिंग अ रिस्क. अगर जिंदगी भर कहेंगे बहुत मुश्किल लगेगा, छोड़ो यार. सबकॉन्शियस माइंड एक्टिवेट हो जाएगा, अर्चेतन मन छोड़ छोड़ कंफर्ट जोन से बाहर नहीं आना है, बढ़िया चल रही है लाइफ, ये सब बातें सब कहते रहते हैं, सुनते रहते हैं, इग्नोर दिस, अगले आके फिर सुन लेना, कुछ टाइम के लिए चार्जिंग हो जाएगी सब. दिस इज नॉट गोइंग टू वर्क दैट वे माई डियर फ्रेंड्स. वर्क ओनली फॉर वन डे एंड दिस इज गोइंग टू क्रिएट मिरेकल्स. दिस इज वॉट हैपन्ड विद मी व्हेन आई केम बैक फ्रॉम अमेरिका. आई वॉज 96 केजीज एट दैट टाइम. आई वॉज सफरिंग फ्रॉम थायराइड, from diabetes, from hypertension, and also non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, fatty liver. You won't believe, see my pictures in 2001 in front of Disneyland Orlando with my friend बचपन का मेरा दोस्त है, आई वॉज इन फ्रंट ऑफ द डिजनीलैंड 2001-90. ये सबसे पतली वाली पिक्चर है, इसलिए मैंने ये चूज की. अदर पिक्चर्स को देखे तो आप घबरा जाएंगे बिल्कुल. सो आई थॉट दिस इज स्टिल अ डिसेंट वन. सो इट वॉज अ इवनिंग ऑफ 15 जुलाई आई रिमेम्बर. मेरे अंकल आए थे, डैडी के क्लोज फ्रेंड. उनका कहता है बेटा कैसा चल रहा है? बहुत बढ़िया अंकल, फर्स्ट क्लास. क्या कर रहे हो? मैं अंकल कार्डियोलॉजी की पढ़ाई पढ़ रहा हूँ. जोश था, एवरीथिंग. उन्होंने मुस्कुराते बोला बेटा बहुत बढ़िया, कार्डियोलॉजिस्ट बनना चाहते हो, कार्डियोलॉजिस्ट जैसी पर्सनैलिटी भी होनी चाहिए. बढ़िया. ही हैड शॉट हिज बुलेट वेरी नाइसली एंड दैट बुलेट जस्ट पियर्स माई हार्ट और दिल से होते हुए मन में जाके अटक गई. मैंने कहा बात तो सही बोली, 96 kgs cardiologist is not going to work. 19th July I started studying. I also changed my diet and changed my exercise regime. I've never considered a dietitian. I've never gone to a gym. I never considered a gym trainer. I sab kuch khata hu, balance tarike se khata hu. I changed my diet from quantity to quality. I started my workout regime every day along with my studies, 1 hour, 1.5 hours, every day I used to do it. And 9 February 2002, when I was going to give my exams, till that day, I lost 23 kgs of weight. My diabetes disappeared, my hypertension disappeared, my thyroid disappeared, I regained a whole new personality, my dear friends, a whole new personality. That was not the achievement, the achievement is, till today, 13th April 2024, my dear friends, I maintain the same schedule in my life for last 22 years. You have to put yourself in a process to maintain your health. This is what I advocate in my life. This is the power of spirituality and power of one thought. It's not about just taking care of your mind. It's balancing between your heart, your mind and your soul. That's the power that spirituality endows us with. It's only a question of optimism. The kind of thoughts that you are creating in your life. My fourth message to you. Can our thoughts affect us in our illness also? Okay, Dr. Mohit, brain program ho gaya, body par asar aa gaya, gene program ho gayi. Kisne dekha hai? What about my illness? Ab main bimar hoon, can my thoughts really change my illness also? Possible or not possible? I'm going to show you some of the fantastic experiments that are amazing and my fifth life story to you. And you know, this was experiments that were conducted by a world famous orthopedic surgeon known as Dr. J.B. Mosley. World ki number one journalist mein published. Look at me, I'm going to explain you a bade mazedar experiment, so you will love it. Suppose I am Dr. J.B. Mosley and what I am an orthopedic surgeon and main jodon ke dard, that means knee pain ko main repair karta hu, arthritic pain ko repair karta hu. What did I say? I convinced all of you that you guys are having osteoarthritis of knee and I'm going to operate you. And you said, Dr. Gupta, perfect. Dr. Mosley, perfect. We are ready to get operated. I again divide you into two groups, group 1 and group 2. How I operate, listen. To group 1, I call you to my operating theater. I anesthetize you, behosh karta hu. I open your knee, I operate on your knee, I close your knee, everything is being broadcasted live outside, I shift you to the ICU, 2 days later I discharge you and measure the improvement of pain that is occurring in your knee. Group 2, what do I do to you? I call you in my operating theater, I anesthetize you, I open your knee, but I don't touch your knee. I'm just falsely demonstrating and imitating as if I'm operating your knee. I broadcast a false surgery outside. I keep your knee open only for the same particular time. I close your knee. I shift you to the ICU. I discharge you to measure the pain improvement. But I tell you ki aapka bhi operation ho gaya hai. You have been operated. So in end we have two groups. One which is operated and one which is not operated. But everybody believing ki hamari surgery ho gayi hai. 6 months later when he analyzed, what were the results? You would be shocked that both the groups experience similar improvement in pain. Aapka to samajh mein aata hai, inka kaise pain improve ho gaya. This is called sham surgeries. Why? Because their thought process was so powerful that the pain releasing chemicals of the body, they stopped releasing and the improvement in knee pain was phenomenal only and only by the power of one thought, my dear friends. That is the power that we have in our mind. This is called the placebo effect of any particular thought. By your own thoughts, you can heal yourself or at least decrease the pain by your conscious choice. This is what happened with me. It was 21st March 2013. I was a good badminton player, probably the only sport swimming and badminton that I was playing at state level. Every day morning I used to go, and one day, it was 21st March, nearing Holi, I was playing and I suffered a significant injury while picking up a smash. My body completely, literally started paining, my spine was aching and pain was shooting down. I was unable to move on the court. They lifted me. I was taken back to the home. I called my orthopedic friends and neurosurgeon friends, come and see me. My scans were done, there was dislocation, pars interventricularis was fractured, and they said, Mohit, isko hum medical management pe rakhenge, you just take rest. Every day I used to get up, I used to see myself playing in the court. They could see my spine, Mohit, possible nahi hai, badminton chhod. Maine kaha, nahi, mujhe badminton khelna hai. You make me free of pain. You operate me, you make me completely fit. And they were convincing me, Mohit, surgery is not indicated. You take rest, you will be fine. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, I was getting a little better, able to walk, operating, but still that pain was bothering me. Every day, every minute, I was visualizing myself in the badminton court. I was so much fed up. Next year, January, 19th January, I got myself operated. I told them, you operate me, I want to be back on the court. And this was my picture on 20th January 2014, first day after my surgery. 6 hours of surgery. Look at this, they keep me mount, whole mouth, first face was swollen and there were screws in the spine. And I was happy because I know, yaar, ab chutkara mil jayega. I was not worried about kya lagaya, 6 hours surgery. I was very happy. Look at this is my spine. Screws which were fixed and grilled into my spine to fix my spine. On day one, I got up from my bed, started walking around my bed. Day three, I was walking in all my house, wonderful, nicely. They beside me, I was walking in my home. Within 1 week, I was walking in my garden. They used to hold my hand and said, Mujhe na pakdo, just be at my back, I'll walk myself. On 10th day, I was right outside in my garden across the road and I was taking a walk outside. I started mildly exercising, doing a good physiotherapy. Within 1 month, I joined my hospital. I started operating normally. And within 3 months, I came back to my complete good physio schedule. And within 6 months, I was back to my sports, my dear friends. And today, I'm able to do complete and all the activities. This is the power of one thought, my dear friends. If you have a why to live in your life, you can bear with almost any how in your life. You should have a purpose. A life without a purpose is like a body without a soul. This is what we need to have in our life, my dear friend. While today, all of us are just busy spiraling in the problems of life. Life is going to throw you doldrums, it's going to give you problems, it's going to give you challenges. And what we do is, we are just spiraling. My message is, don't just spiral in your life. Learn to evolve out of those spiraling. Learn to come out of those problems in a more beautiful and a learning way. That's the power of your thought, my dear friends. Today, if we want, we can create miracles in our life by one changing our one single thought. My fifth message to you. Can our thoughts heal us in serious illnesses also? Okay, so joron ka dard hai. What about cancers? What about brain illnesses? And let me complete my first story and show you a fantastic experiment. All fantastic, beautiful experiment and study of this gentleman known as Mr. Stomatis Moratis. All published. You can note his name and search on internet. He was a US Army war veteran. Retired in 1976, and look at me, fantastic, inspiring story he has. He was diagnosed with terminal lung cancer, biopsy proven lung cancer. He was given only 3 months to live. Only 3 months to live. Isne kaha, ab to marna hi hai. Ab jab marna hai, America mein burial would be costing $300. Let me fly to my town in Ikaria in Greece, where burial would be costing $15, $20 maybe, maximum. He took a flight, first flight to Ikaria, Greece. अपने बच्चों से भी मिल लूंगा, नाती पोतों से भी मिल लूंगा, चिल्ड्रन से, ग्रैंड चिल्ड्रन से मिल लूंगा. ही केम टू इकारिया, स्टार्टेड लिविंग हैप्पीली, स्टार्टेड मेडिटेटिंग, स्टार्टेड ईटिंग अ वेजिटेरियन डाइट, डिसकनेक्टेड विद टेक्नोलॉजी, स्टार्टेड हैविंग अ गुड वॉक एंड एक्सरसाइज, मीटिंग हिज फ्रेंड्स एवरी डे, स्टार्टेड प्लांटिंग विनयार्ड्स इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिज होम एंड हिज हेल्थ स्टार्टेड इंप्रूविंग. 3 महीना बीता, 6 महीना बीत गए, 6 महीने के 5 साल बीत गए. 5 साल बाद ही वॉज वेरी टेंस, यार मुझे तो मरना था, मैं मर क्यों नहीं रहा हूं. Why am I not dying? people and doctors had told me that this is a biopsy proven cancer, I am supposed to die. And 10 years when had passed by, he got so much tense, he picked up the first flight to New York to meet all his doctors, just to find that those doctors who had diagnosed him with cancer were already dead by that time. Sab ke sab mar chuke the. He checked his biopsy reports, all on literature, you can search, nothing cooked, all on literature. He checked his biopsy reports, that was a biopsy proven cancer. He came back to his town Ikaria. He tyagod his prana. He lived up till the age of 102 years and this man is called the man who almost forgot to die. Marna bhi tha, ye bhi bhool gaya. And this man, this place where he used to live is called the island where people forget to die. This is called the town of Ikaria in Greece. Aap sabma chale jana wahan pe bhi. Hame yahin pe create karna hai usko. Okay? And what is common among these people? Dekhi unki daariyon ko dekhi. All people having 90 plus years age. And what is common among these people is active lifestyle, natural sleep, vegetarian diet, meditative lifestyle. Life wohi hai. Reconnecting in a better way. That's the message. That's the art of spirituality. Spirituality is yeh nahi ki baith gaye dhyan mein. Om Shanti. Main Atma hoon. Parmatma upar hai. Bas. This is not going to help. It has to be imbibed into your soul, in body, in such a way, in thought, in such a way of belief that it will change and inspire every aspect of your life. Karma yogi se hi kehte hain. Yogi sthiti aur karma karte hue bhi wo yog ka prabhav, that power of meditation is deeply influencing your soul and every cell of your body. That's the power of meditation that I want to explain to you. This is what I did, my dear friends. When I was diagnosed with terminal brain, tuberculosis, very difficult, resistant to all the drugs, I was operated on 20th June 2005 in Fortis Hospital, Delhi. 6 hours surgery, fantastic surgery. I was very happy. Mohit, mukti mil gayi bimari se. Now you are perfectly fine. I was very happy, enjoying my life, perfectly going on fine. 6 months down the lane, look at this, what happened. I developed another lesion in my brain. My old lesion had been operated, right side of the brain was taken out, and I developed a lesion in cerebellum which was not operable. Surgeon said, Mohit, iska surgery nahi ho sakta. You are already on the maximum medicines. Doctors from America, from Bangalore, Dr. Adeshwari, Dr. Guleria from AIMS, everybody were designing my regimes to target this with the best possible drugs, nothing working on me. People were saying, bhai, it's very difficult. I could also see my death too close, but I knew that I had to live. I have to win over the disease. At that time, I was always a yogi. I went to Dadi Guzar of Brahma Kumaris. She was additional chief. I was like a kid when I was, into Brahma Kumaris. And she was a very powerful yogi. I went to her like a child and said, Dadi, dekho, ye ho gaya mere brain mein. This is what has happened. Look at the blend, a cardiologist and a spiritualist. Look at the blend, I want to share it. I want to bring it in front of you, my dear friend. And she said, Mohit, tum to yogi atma ho. Why don't you use the power of meditation to heal yourself? Single line, she said. Those were the times that meditation ke naam se logon ko allergy ho jati thi. Ya wo kehte the, faltu logon ke liye hai. We don't have time for meditation. 2000, 2002, 3 ki baat main kar raha hu. I went, I came back home, I said, I'm going to use this on myself. I'm going to use it. People said, no, you chal America, chal ye kar, wo kar. Maine kaha, no. I'm not getting any scans done now. My scans are over. It was 2006, 3rd January, look at this. I said, 4th January, I'm right there focusing on my brain, cleaning my brain out of this illness. From 4th January, I started rejecting the disease. I said, my brain is free of illness. Medicines are acting perfectly. I'm free of completely of this disease. I don't accept this disease. This is my drawing room. I don't allow you to enter my brain. Medicines are perfect. 3 a.m. I used to get up. 3 to 4 a.m. I would do a focused, powerful meditation to heal myself. Kept on doing it for 1 year. Kept on doing it continuously for 1 year. With belief, with conviction, and with faith, my dear friends, my scans were done in April 2007. Look at this. This lesion had completely disappeared out of my brain. Completely. This is the power of thought and meditation. You wanted evidence, isn't it? This is the evidence. This is what magic can be created. I'm not here to tell you practice Brahma Kumari's ki meditation. No, not at all. Not at all. That is not at all my purpose to convince you for Rajyoga meditation. Not at all. I want to tell you that meditation should be an integral part. For me, for last 40 years, I have used, I have experienced, I have healed, I have experimented with Rajyoga meditation. So I can convincingly say that this can do miracles to you, but remember, only and only if you believe in the process. Belief is the ingredient. Pata nahi Dr. Mohit ke liye to kaam kar liya, mere liye karegi ya nahi karegi. I get so many calls, mails, thousands of mails aa jaate hain YouTube pe, log likhte rahenge channel pe mere ki sir ye ho jayega, kaise karenge, ye karenge. Main kehta hu bhai pata nahi hoga to kabhi bhi nahi hoga. If you believe, it is going to work. Your body, 50 trillion cells are working like a philharmonic orchestra. And one single command goes, you generate 70 trillion volts of energy and you can heal almost anything, if not cure. I'm not going to say rare genetic disorders, everything will go on perfect, everything will go on, but at least your journey of life will be soothed, will be much more comfortable. But remember, believe in the magic that your thoughts can create, my dear friends. My fifth message to you, can our thoughts affect our relations also? Is it possible ki kya mere vichar mere sambandhon par bhi asar dal sakte hain? Every day we are facing and meeting different people. लोगों का स्वभाव मेरे अनुसार नहीं होता. पीपल आर नॉट अकॉर्डिंग टू मी. पीपल आर नॉट डूइंग द थिंग्स अकॉर्डिंग टू मी. दे आर ट्रबलिंग मी, दे आर बोरिंग मी. एंड एवरी डे व्हेन आई गेट पीपल, आई स्टार्ट कीपिंग देयर थॉट्स, देयर बिहेवियर्स, देयर पैटर्न्स इन माय माइंड. लेट मी आस्क यू वेरी ऑनेस्ट क्वेश्चन टू ईच वन ऑफ यू. एंड सच्चा उत्तर देना, बिल्कुल परफेक्ट और दिल से उत्तर देना, बिल्कुल ऑनेस्ट उत्तर देना. अगर आपके लिए किसी व्यक्ति ने आज से 20 साल पहले, आज से 10 साल पहले और आज से 10 महीने पहले बुरा किया हो, somebody has really hurt you, somebody has really troubled you, somebody has really devastated you, and for 10 years, 5 years and 5 months that person disappeared and suddenly that person comes in front of you, what are the feelings that you generate for that person? Positive or negative? Honest answer. Negative feelings. अगर किसी ने आपके लिए बुरा किया हो, इफ somebody हैज रियली डन समथिंग रॉन्ग टू यू, शुड वी टेक अ रिवेंज फ्रॉम दैट पर्सन? बदला लेना चाहिए नहीं लेना चाहिए? यस और नो? करते क्या है, होना क्या चाहिए, दोनों में फर्क है, इजंट इट? आई गिव यू माय आंसर. माय आंसर इज, इफ somebody हैज डन हार्म टू यू, उस व्यक्ति से बदला जरूर लेना चाहिए. और 10 साल पहले किया तो 10 साल का इंटरेस्ट भी लगाना चाहिए. वी शुड ऑलवेज डू दैट कैलकुलेशन. यस और नो? यस और नो? विल यू डू वन exercise for me for next 4 days, then you go? Okay, 3 days. Will you do one exercise? Yes or no?
Yes.
हाँ तो था ये करेंगे तो. यार video निकाल लो, बाद में मना ना करें. Please take a video of all of them. Okay, very simple exercise I am going to tell you. Very simple exercise. अगर आप जब घर जाएंगे from Monday, when you clean your home, when you clean your bathroom, when you clean your drawing room, when you clean everything in your home, just gather all that garbage, put it into a box, and for 3 days only, decorate it into a drawing room, on the drawing room. Done? Everybody yes? Abhi to haath uthaya tha jor se aapne. Are, abhi haath, you, only for 3 days I am saying. Only 3 days. Yes or no? Why no? Kyun? Kyunki badbu aayega. It will be infectious. It will smell. It is going to harm me. So, ghar ki safai roz hona chahiye, kabhi kabhi hona chahiye. Router, should we clean our home every day or off and on? If you clean your home every day, why don't you clean your mind every day, my dear friends? I must ask you this. Look at your mind at this moment. At this moment, is moment par aap dekho. Only 8 things, anger. Look at the irritation that we have. Look at the hatred and jealousy that we harbor. Look at the complaint and criticism in your life, the competition in your life, and look at the expectations we have. These 8 emotions have devastated our life, my dear friends. You may read scriptures throughout the day. You may sit for 8 and 10 hours of yoga every day. You may be the biggest saint practicing for 20 years. You may go to best of the tirath sthals in this world, the spiritual centers in the world, my dear friend. But remember, spirituality is not about visiting, about reading. It's about imbibing those things in your life. Shastra padhna important nahi hai, dosto. Shastra mai jeevan hona important hai. If your mind is full of anger, jis man ke andar krodh hai, aur jis hriday ke andar eeksha aur nafrat hai, dosto, wo vyakti na kabhi khud khush reh sakta hai, na kabhi kisi ko khushi de sakta hai. The true spirituality is cleaning your own inner self. This is the beauty. कहते हैं ना, जब खिचड़ी बर्तन में पकती है तो हमारे स्वास्थ्य को हील कर देती है, लेकिन जब खिचड़ी दिमाग में पकती है ना तो हमारी लाइफ को डिस्ट्रॉय कर देती है. check your manners. I wrote a very beautiful article, and that article was, what are you cooking, dot, 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 inside. Kya chal raha hai andar man mein? Poochho apne aap se. Poochho apne aap se. Just as you clean your home every day, my message is, spirituality, Raj Yoga meditation is only about cleansing your soul. Sambandhon ko sundar banana. Sambandhon ke andar krodh ki jagah pyar ko bharna. Embracing love instead of anger. Embracing compassion instead of jealousy. Embracing joy, appreciation instead of complaint. Embracing acceptance instead of expectations, my dear friends. Whatever you water in your mind, it will grow, it will nurture. Ram aur Ravan, dosto, is man ki parikalpana hai. Agar man ko achha denge, to this mind will grow into a Ram. And if man ko you keep on feeding negative, this mind will turn into a Ravan. This is the beauty and power of one thought. This is the art of healing your own self. My dear friends, today language is designed to hide feelings. Shabdon mein jhoot ki chashni milakar dosto, we can express our best of the emotions, lekin man ki vibrations ki sachai, if there is truth and powerful vibrations in our mind, they will heal our relations, they will create miracles in our life. कहते हैं ना, जिंदगी को मैंने कुछ इस तरह आसान कर दिया, किसी से माफी मांग ली और किसी को माफ कर दिया. लाइफ को इजी रखिए. लेट गो ऑफ ऑल दी नेगेटिविटीज, लेट गो ऑफ, रिलीज इट. दिस इज द पावर ऑफ ट्रू स्पिरिचुअलिटी. दिस इज द आर्ट ऑफ हीलिंग. दिस इज द साइंस ऑफ हीलिंग. द साइंस ऑफ कंपैशन, द साइंस ऑफ हीलिंग, द साइंस ऑफ फॉरगिवनेस विल कंप्लीटली क्रिएट अ हार्मनी बिटवीन योर इमोशनल और द लिजर्ड ब्रेन एंड योर फ्रंटल एंड द लॉजिकल ब्रेन. द हार्मनी बिटवीन टू इज सो ब्यूटिफुल दैट योर स्टेट ऑफ माइंड इज कंप्लीटली रिलैक्स. दैट आई एम गोइंग टू शो यू इन पिक्चर्स वेरी नियरली, माई डियर फ्रेंड्स. दिस इज ट्रू स्पिरिचुअलिटी. पूछो अपने आप से. इट्स नथिंग डिफिकल्ट. इट्स नथिंग दैट इट रिक्वायर्स प्रैक्टिस. इट रिक्वायर्स ओनली वन थॉट. At that one particular moment, only for one day, I practice it. I choose to love everybody. I choose to accept everybody. I choose not to get angry everybody. I choose to not reject anybody. That's the art you have to do. Do this one thing only here till tomorrow morning. I choose this one point for one day, and your life will turn into a miracle, my dear friends. Lastly, our thoughts affect our food and water. Shivani Ben so beautifully explains that why bhojan and pani mein hame vibrations kaam karte hain. Look at the evidence that we have today. Why pani charnamrit ban jata hai, why pani ganga jal ban jata hai, wahi pani jimjim water ban jata hai, because our emotions are changing the structure of the water. Dr. Masaru Emoto from Japan. When you give vibrations of love and joy to water, the structure of water changes into a beautiful diamond. On the contrary, when you give the vibrations of evil and disgust to the water, it changes into an ugly structure. And he says that powerful positive emotions will change the structure of water, and water can bring peace to our souls and our body. This is the power. Look at this food. The same rice grains, three different emotions in three different jars. When you give love to food, it remains healthy, it remains empowered. On the contrary, when you have a feeling of hatred, you are not having that joyous feeling, that food becomes or is not helping your body. Similarly, look at this nature. Same plants, look at this nature outside blooming. Why? Vibrations of love and joy and God's power are creating and making them bloom, whereas hate and ignore will destroy the same plants. All scientifically proven, my dear friends. Our thoughts are creating a reality. Can you create a change in the environment? Mahol bahut kharab hai. Can we, as few people, few 300-400 people, change the environment of our country? Yes. Look at these experiments in 1993 in a city of 40 million people. They took 4,000 meditation practitioners and asked them to meditate for 30 minutes only for 6 weeks. What happened? The crime, the rapes and the assaults decreased by 23.3%. And they said, in a city of 40 million people, only 4,000 people, if they meditate for a year, the crime would go down by 50%, 48%. That's the power of one thought, my dear friends. Scientifically proven today. I'm here to awaken that God gene in you. Unlock unblock the immense powers of your mind and design your destiny. Create your conscious future. Don't just listen. असाध्य को भी साध्य करना, असंभव को भी संभव करना, दोस्तों ये गुरु सदगुरु महात्मा किसी व्यक्ति की प्रॉपर्टी नहीं है. दिस इज यूनिक टू अ माइंडसेट एंड ईच वन ऑफ यू आर इननेटली गिफ्टेड विद दैट पावरफुल माइंडसेट. गॉड गिव्स यू 1440 अपॉर्चुनिटीज एवरी डे माय डियर फ्रेंड्स. And these 1,440 opportunities are minutes that you get every day. And from this dais today, with my folded hands, I want to say, do you have only 20 minutes for your own self every day? Ask yourself. Only 20 minutes for your own self every day. To create your own conscious future. To design your own life. To live the way you want to live your life, not fulfilling or not living how other people want you to live. That's the art of creating a conscious future. Meditation is one of the most powerful epigenetic tools, my dear friends, that we know of. Meditation is nothing, but it's just about reconnecting better with our own selves. It's like charging. Just as you charge your mobile, your laptop, meditation is charging your own mind, your own soul. It's filling your soul with joy and happiness. It's realigning your soul with virtues of God's purity, with virtues of God's knowledge and power, with virtues of God's happiness and love, and with power of peace of God. Or just atma ke andar, vyakti ke andar, ye six virtues aa jate hain, that soul turns into a blissful or the anandam sthiti. That's the power of meditation, my dear friends. You have the power. It's your kitchen. It's your drawing room. You have to design how you want to live your life. You wanted evidence, my dear friends. Look at these last slides. When I do your scans, picture from magnetoencephalogram will reveal a typical brain like this. Both the brain hemispheres are totally misaligned, and such brain is prone to anxiety, to depression, and poor mental health. Look what 15 minutes of meditation is doing to you. It creates a beautiful resynchronization in your left and right hemisphere. 20 minutes of meditation, only 20 minutes of meditation, completely synchronizes your right and left brain, and it gives you a more integrated, a better performing, and a mentally and a emotionally stable system. This is the power of yoga and meditation, my dear friends. This is the magic that we are creating in our patients, in our populations, in our healthcare workers by making them practice only few minutes of meditation. While each one of you or many of you might believe that we are a karma, we believe only in karma. Yes, you are right. Karma is important, but remember, karma is only left brain, and left brain is scientific, it's analytical, it's reasoning, it's strategic, and it's only decisive, my dear friends. It will give you maximum 50% success in your life. But if you want 100% success in your life, you have to be a karma yogi. You have to activate your right brain with meditation. Right brain is loving. It's passionate, it's free, it's poetic, and it's the one that creates and synchronizes your left brain and leads you to immense and most powerful success, unbelievable success, my dear friends, in your life. That's the power of one thought. That's the power of your belief system, my dear friends. Lastly, I would just like to say that challenges are always going to be there. As you leave, more challenges are going to come. Emails are there, notebooks are there, working is there, and group of people like you went to a saint and said, ki sir, time nahi milta hai, hum kab meditation kare, kab Bhagwan ko yaad kare. And he very smilingly said, don't worry, you don't need to meditate every day. Apne marne se keval ek din pehle yaad karna. They were very happy. Wow, perfect. One day before kaam ho jayega. I said, yes, bilkul kaam ho jayega. If you meditate one day before you die, everything will be solved. Everything, sab paapo se mukt ho jaoge. And they started moving out. And one of the persons turned and said, par sir, humko pata hi nahi ki hum kab marenge. And he said, fir aaj karo, kyunki kal ka kisi ko pata nahi hai. That's the power of thought, my dear friend. If you want to bring a change, the time is now. The time is not today. The time is now. You have to do it today. My dear friends, remember this moment. I don't know whether I'm going to meet you again or not. I don't know that. Maybe this is our last time we are meeting. But remember this moment, and you will always be reminded that there was one person who gave this message of God that changed your life today. You have the power. Don't just listen. Create your own destiny. Allow God to come into a driver's seat in your life. Bhagwan ko spare wheel ki tarah use mat karo, steering wheel ki tarah use karo. Use that God's power in your life, my dear friends. Change your life. Each one of you is endowed with significant power. I request you to take out your mobiles and click my last slide that I am going to show you. That is going to be the most powerful lesson that you would have ever listened in your life. That is going to be the takeaway, not only from this session, but probably from this whole event, my dear friends. And that message is, today is the first day of rest of your life. It's up to you how you design your life after this. Past is past, my dear friends. From today, it's totally and totally up to you how you create your future, how you design your future, how you create your destiny. It's totally your own conscious choice that you want to create in your life, my dear friends. Remember this moment forever. Let us sit back for a few minutes of silence. With your eyes open, मन भी मुस्कुराता हुआ और चेहरा भी मुस्कुराता हुआ. Just ease all the way. Take a deep breath and immerse in joy. See yourself as a point of light, a power, a shakti. See your thoughts, anger, irritation, complain. I choose to consciously clean my mind today. I choose to design my destiny. Experience God's purity, God's love and happiness sprinkling like a gentle river, bathing your soul, nourishing your soul, cleansing every corner of it. Experience the bliss. Gently flow with it. Look at your relations. There is harmony and love in my relations. Look at your body. Perfect. Disease-free. I choose to be healthy. Peace and joy is my nature, is my original self. Experience this deep bliss and silence for a few seconds. Consciously. Peace, joy, and happiness. Every thought, a miracle. Every moment, a miracle. Life, a miracle.